You're listening to the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line, Don Day of Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon.
Well, it looks like the weather is trying to stay cold, but I suppose the sun is getting close enough that inevitably we will eventually get warmer.
We will, but it's going to be really testing our patience, that's for sure, because everything that we see looking out, not so much in the next 5 to 10 days, but beyond that into early April, it is still going to be more than anything trending to a pattern where temperatures more often than not are going to be colder than normal. So I don't see yet that springtime warm-up, at least a consistent one.
That's not very good news. Do you look back and find analog years to this one in the historical accounts of weather?
Well, yeah, there's a couple of time periods that has been very interesting to sort of look back. The winters of 1917 and 18, I don't quite remember that one. But going back also to 82 and 83 and 1994, and what we're looking at are the years of 82 and 83 to where the latter end of the winter season and spring was quite stormy, cold, and wet. And we're seeing all indications that that may very well show up here in the last couple of weeks of March and into the first half of April. The same basic major drivers in the weather that caused the winter to be so cold are still in place. So that more than anything points to the continuation of colder than normal temperatures, at least here in the early spring season.
Can you give me some details about what those numbers will look like in the next week across the Midwest and the Great Plains states?
Well, when we look at temperatures overall, we're going to be average anywhere between 4 to 8 degrees Fahrenheit below normal on average on some days. And the only part of the country that we see temperatures at or above normal is in the desert southwest and far west. And so this is covering the whole United States from the Rockies east.
I'll turn your attention to South America now in the southern hemisphere. They're in the midst of their harvesting season. How's it going?
Well, right now, not bad. Conditions aren't looking all that bad, although we might have a little bit of weather in Brazil that could cause a few problems with maybe a little bit of precipitation. But overall, there's no glaring things right now that would show any major harvest delays.
How is the winter wheat crop in the northern hemisphere, Europe, and other places faring this time around?
Well, I think it's hard to broad brush all of Europe and some of those winter wheat areas because there's been different weather across the board. If you look at Europe has been able to escape this winter without any real severe cold. Of course, you heard about all the flooding. So moisture is not a problem in some areas of Western Europe. Eastern Europe has been colder, a little bit more wintry, and precipitation, though, hasn't been as good.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Join us here on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Don't forget to join Dave tonight in Effingham if you have the ability to make that particular meeting. And I'll be up this afternoon taking a look at some brand new equipment that may save a few lives in bins. We'll talk more about that tomorrow on the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.